Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, 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 and blessings. 9 a.m. Peace be unto you. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing? Hope all is well. Yeah, you're on Blog Talk this morning. Blog Talk Radio. The morning drip. Suleiman Bey. We got a good one for y'all today. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We got a good one for y'all today. We had a young 12-year-old prodigy stepping through, younger Santi Bey. I'm going to go through some discussions on his life and progressions and suggestions. You feel me? And other than that, let's go through the usual what we do. I hope y'all is well with y'all this morning. Hope y'all percolating. Yeah. I already got yourself worked up in the right spirits. As on the right side of the bed, as they say, yeah. Hope you're in your higher self and not in your lower self and understanding that there and keeping that suppressed. Yeah, so we just hope you have a blessed day, be a blessing to someone. You know, me and you will be blessed. Be a blessing to someone today. Hope the weather conditions don't have you impaired. I hope it's allowing you to be more creative, to be more more near your family or whatever it is. It's just hope everything is working out well. And whatever obstacles we run into, we just look inside of ourselves and find the answers, the resolutions. Hey, check us out on Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Visit our website there. If anything you like in the archives, anything you want some explanations on, you can leave your information there. You can follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. Get your do-it-yourself kits. We have a lot of e-books on there that you can help yourself dealing with credit, dealing with the credit bureaus and how to really take stuff off quickly and effectively, dealing with them, the United States codes and stuff like that. And also with business formation, how to really build your business to get funded. A lot of people have business, mom-to-pop stores. You're spending your own money. You can't get no funding from nobody. You've been in business a lot of years. You making money, but you just can't get nobody to fund you nothing so you can expand. And that's because you didn't create your business in a way that it'd be recognized and that it'd get where they just throw money at you. You wouldn't have to go look for it. So that's what we do. That's what we specialize in. So like I say, you can check us out there at Instagram at the Legal Empowerment Group. Also, you can take finance to raise a nation. We got the Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, the 501c3. It has chapters in California and in Texas. And what that nonprofit does is, it just says, speech for itself, helps Earth acquire life through humanity. We do a lot of humanitarian work, whatever it is we can do, however we can extend our hand and uplift someone, whether it's through words, whether it's through actions and deeds, that's what we do. So we solicit corporations for different type of whatever they selling, we need in on some of that stuff they're throwing away and giving away, donating away. You know, like I said, totally tax deductible. So we try to get the things to come out and bring to the people that's in need. You know, and it's a lot of people that support those kind of causes. So that's what we do. We get it to the people who need. We don't have no fake pictures. We get it to the people who need. You know, we got pictures of people in both states. Getting neighborhood to neighborhood, delivering the goods. So the more that people can contribute and donate, you will get a receipt. It is 100% tax deductible. It is a 501c3 recognized by the state. You will get a receipt for that, and then you will be helping a great cause. So we help battered women, single parents, parents. Children and parents of the people that's incarcerated. Yeah, we do a lot of deeds, a lot of good deeds in that area. So also, if you want to get into some cryptocurrencies and that, we have our own NFT token and coin, and you get in at the ground levels on that, especially with the NFT, get in on the ground levels with those, and go study and investigate it for yourself. Go to supernaturalgalleries.com. Check out the inventory and what's going on there. And if you want to invest, you can get in on the ground level. And then when a person goes public from private, then you'll be what you call an early investor, pre-IPO. So that's how you hit the big licks. That's how you get in and stuff that's pre-IPO and really make something happen for yourself and your family. So those kind of tips and dealing with the stocks and those type of tips we give you all day. Also, if you hit us at one of our forums, we get that to you all day. Also, if you want your feminine hygiene product, it's Tay Bay, which is a part of the Legal Empowerment Group. She's also been named one of the top 20 business coaches for 2022. So check her out at Legal Empowerment Group. She runs that forum at Instagram, the Legal Empowerment Group, and the whole Legal Empowerment Group thing. That's when she heads that department there. So if you follow that, you go there, follow that, then you follow queenkitty.net. That's the feminine hygiene products Ms. Teve has. That's queen, KITTY.net, and queenkitty at Instagram. So you go check them products out and see if there's something in there for yourself or your girl that you might like. You're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip, with Suleiman Bey. I just want to thank y'all for coming through today. And we're about to get into the show and get into some things. I was pulling up before we bring the young brother on. The young brother on will come in and we're going to have some discussions about his life and path. And, you know, we've got to speak to the youth, see what the youth see, what the youth understand, what the youth see that's lacking in us. We might got something. They got to look in the mirror. The youth might see something lacking in us was making them rebel. So we got to ask them the tough questions. And that's the problem. Who's getting out and talking to them? By the time you can't get a chance to talk to them, you let them run off. So we got to talk to them young, you know, understanding what the seed is and what the soil is. I don't care how good the seed is. You put it in the wrong soil, that's how good it's going to be. You can have the best seed in the world. You know what it produces. You know that this is top seed. Put it in the bad soil, it's not going to do it. It's going to be bad. That's what it's going to produce. So for men and women to understand the science of breeding, yeah, you can't just be going in to anybody and just having. You got to having children. You got to understand, you know, that you have a seed and that's a soil that you're planting into. And before you go into each other physically, you have to understand that mentally and spiritually. Okay, is this the right person? Are we compatible there? Because wherever we at up there, that's what we go produce. We're going to reproduce that. Because if our minds not really for each other and we treating each other the wrong way and our frequencies ain't really right anyway, how we think we was going to create something that was going to last and be lasting? So that in itself, that thinking in itself injures the whole family nucleus. The whole family structure is injured by our thinking as parents and our youth being dumb, just running around, humping around, like Bobby Brown used to say. We just hump around having sex. And then you go and you have, okay, that's my baby daddy. But that's not love. That's not love. You're not, you ain't creating people. You know, when you're creating people with love, it's an energy field, you know. It's supposed to be you're supposed to still be talking a lot, like, hey, you know, how you? Okay, woo-woo, you know, building stuff like, you know, you created something. It's one thing when, you know, you look at the history of, they call us African. Let's look at the history of our people, of our culture. Let's look at the culture of it. And then the man, he goes out and hunts and gathers and brings it back. And then the woman stays and educates the children to a certain extent. To about age 7 or so, they teach them, you know, they get the home economics. And then, especially for the males, then he goes out with the father as a youth and starts learning and training. Then by the time he's 12, 13, he married, got his own house and kingdom what he's running now. So see, but we pacify here. We keep our children in the incubator that's been prescribed for us. See, that incubator is important when a child is born because that child is put in an incubator to protect him from the outer elements that he can't protect himself from yet. So the immune system has to be built up to it. See, so it's the same thing. When we bring them out of that micro incubator, we got to put them in the macro incubator and teach them about the world, the ways of the world, what's out there waiting for them that we understand. You understand? And not feeding them fairy tales and lies and the tooth fairy and Santa Claus, you know, all just shenanigans and BS because that's just what it is. None of that. you know, not teaching them to be consumers and all that, teaching them to be scientists and mathematicians, teaching them to be educated on who they are and where they are, because those things are important. If you don't understand these things, if you don't understand where you're, where, that's why they say that. If you don't understand where you're from, where you go. You're not going to go nowhere. If you just think what's been prescribed for you, you just have a black history. You got a month this year and you got 300 years of history. You proud to just have a house now and have a car and you can ride around and floss and whip and dip. You think you're free, but you're really not free, see? You're really not free because you don't understand the system anymore, because everything that you do and obtain has been perpetuated for you and given to you. If they shut down the grocery stores and everything right now, black America is doomed. Yeah, they're not accepting no cash. They're not accepting. They're shut down right now. They're shut down right now. The first person that's hardly harmed, black America is going to be crushed if the system just shut down for 2 or 3 weeks right now. Blackout. Can't use no credit cards, no nothing. Just whatever you got in your house. Power is down, everything, off the grid. Black America going to be suffering. Black America going to be running door to door. Black America not going to have anything. Don't have nothing prepared. No savings accounts, no banking, no nothing. It's going to be a sad day. And then who you going to be running to? Everybody going to have their doors and windows closed like The Walking Dead. Shoot you down the street. Who you going to run to? You're going to see who your friends and your neighbors is. It's going to be this Armageddon in the street. Yeah, the civil unrest in those communities. So you got to get back to the times of having land and building for your own and growing for your own. Those are the times that we got to get back to. If we don't understand that, then we doomed. We are definitely doomed. So with that, I'm going to bring the brother into the conversation. We had a brother in today. Brother Asante Bay is here live and direct in the studio with us today on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bay. And we just going to go into his mind and questions. I just want to see how you feeling today, young man. All right. You might want to get you a seat. Yeah, get to the seat, man. Just collaborate, man. Just collaborate in the booth. I'm going to be going through some stuff, but I'm just going to be sitting here and just asking you some things. I just wanted to see how you are today, first and foremost, for the audience.
We woke up good with positive energy today.
Okay. That's good. That's good. That's what's up. So I just want to know your perspective on just like, you know, you're 12 years old. So let's put a foundation for the sake of the people who don't know. Okay, you're 12 years old. Okay, what's your foundation? Where you at right now? Like your life perspective. I understand you're homeschooled, so it's not a lot of people. It's not a lot of children out there that is 12 years old that are homeschooled in this society. That might be frowned upon in this society, you know what I'm saying, because everybody's taught, oh, you have to go to school. But my thing is, what is school teaching the children? And you being a child, that's something that you can answer for me better than me. Like, I understand what they're teaching because I've been through the same school system that you guys went through. So I understand it's a bunch of crock, a bunch of pot, poop. I understand that. I understand it's not teaching us to be rural leaders. I understand it makes you bored because it made me bored. And why are so many of us bored? Got to be what they're teaching us. It's got to be what they're teaching us is not resonating in our spirit to making us alone. So we just doing it for because, oh, we got to go get a job with it. You know, my mom and dad want me to go to school so I can go get a job. You know, that's not nothing to really look forward to, because when you really look, the people with the jobs don't really have what you really want. The people who really got what you want, they're real business people or they're thug hoodlums selling drugs, because the people who you really want, they got the big things in life. You feel me? So the normal Joe people is not enticing to youth. It never has been, never will, like 7-Eleven say. Man, it never has, never will. So you can't get the youth like that. So from your perspective, like, what do you see is, like, what your eyes see, what you've been taught, and what you understand now, you know, like, what kind of things do you, where do you study from? What kind of forms do you study from? What kind of people do you listen to that interest you, that influence you, enlighten you, those kind of things? That's what we want to know about.
First, gotta say Dan Calloway.
Okay, you listen to Dan Calloway.
Good influencer. Tell us about where we come from and how we originated in these lands.
And you okay? So that's how we originate in these lands. So what kind of things do Dan Calloway talk about in that perspective for other 12-year-olds that might want to listen to that? What do he talk about? And where can you find him at?
You can find him at the site YouTube.
Okay. And so where did he speak? Where do he teach? What you learn from Dan Calloway's site?
Dan Calloway has taught me about how they have these private banking systems and how the government set it up, all of these treaties and acts over the so-called Indians. And that's why they're where they're at now.
So he teach about who the Indian is. That's what you learn from Dan Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's a good place to start too. Because learn who you are versus who people say you are. Because those same people they call Indian is the same people that are you and I. But they calling people Indian, and they say, "Oh, the black." Well, hold on, they misnaming so many people that it's just all mixed up. It's like it's original people who was already here even before Indians were here. I was looking. That's why I was pulling up the. The relations with Morocco, a lot of that's important. I studied Dan Calloway a lot, and I listened to him a lot. He go on the native perspective a lot, real tough, and that's key because even being black, if you function as black, you will get treated way different from if you a different nationality around here. And even the laws of the land, the laws of the land are set up. They're black codes. The laws of the lands are set up to keep blacks in check. That's what all this system of oppression is set up for. It's apartheid. And that's what it's set up for. It's set up to keep the blacks. So as a youth, you're the target. You are the target. Like the next generation of youth is the next generation of their workforce or work labor. See, we're looking to go work in a labor, but their work labor is youth. Their work labor is to entrap and ensnare and imprison you in your mind and then physically so they could get a workforce to provide wealth for them. That's how they continue to be wealthy. For you guys not being educated, for you guys not studying, for you guys not learning, for you guys not being able to enforce constitutional principles. Why would you want to enforce constitutional principles? Because all the officers, all the judges, all the officials have sworn an oath or affirmation to uphold the Constitution. Everybody shouldn't want to know the Constitution. These people swore to it. And that's why they don't teach it in the public school. Because if they taught that, then the system would collapse. Because you are unconstitutional as a 14th Amendment citizen. And I said it here on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. 14th Amendment citizen. Prophet Noble Drew Ali said there's no need for the application of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment for my people. Yeah, for what? Yeah, you're already free. If 1855, the institution of slavery was gone, then all the names, all the things that deal with the slave institution was dead. You were supposed to go back to your proper status, in propria persona sujuris, in your proper state and status, your mind. So you're supposed to go back to who you was. Yeah, you're supposed to proclaim the world. Okay, I ain't Negro. Color no more. All them laws and codes you have for them, that will come into effect. You say, that don't apply to me. So that will come into effect, will be symbolic to the Sundry Free Moors Act of 1789. See, these things we got to be familiar with. Look what this. Look what our ancestors told. Look what our ancestors told us. 1789, and we so think we so game tight. We so, oh, we got all this game and this knowledge. We game goofy and slow and behind. This is 1789, 1790, and the records on the South Carolina records in the House of Representatives. So 1889, 1989, shoot, that's over 200 years. And we talk about we so fast and out here like we game tight. Look what they did, and they told us, look what they told and submitted to the House, to the House of South Carolina. This is called, if you Googled it, you would Google the Sundry Free Moors Act. And this act will pop up out of the state records of South Carolina. And it's an actual record in the South Carolina, okay? And it says, a petition was presented to the House from Sundry Free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state will be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. Why would they say that? Why would they petition the House in 1789 to say, hey, man, we're citizens of this state, not residents. We're citizens of the state, and we're subjects of a prince in alliance because they're descendants of Morocco. We know where we at. They know where we at. You feel me? But they know the European doing business here, so they let them know. They put them on notice. You feel me? And they said, we don't want to be tried under the Negro law. We want to be tried under the laws of the citizens. See, they regular citizens ain't under the Negro law. What they was putting in force, the Black Cult Christian Code of 1724, when you couldn't bid, bark, or fart, and move, they didn't put themselves under that. Why would they put themselves? They put their subjects and their property under that. You feel me? So that's what that's for. So then it says, the humble petition of Francis, Danielle, Hammond, and Samuel, Freemores, in behalf of themselves, Danielle, Hammond, and Samuel, Freemores, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda, humbly showeth that your petitioners some years past had the misfortune while fighting in the defense of their country to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa. So one of the kings made them prisoners. That a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador, then resided in England, in order to have them returned to their own country, see, through the embassy, consulate. You feel me? That's how foreign diplomatic stuff. You feel me? Only took to these bogus prison camps and concentration camps, right?
Yes, thank you.
Instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. See, since that period, they have, by their greatest industry, I mean they've been working hard, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now prayeth your honorable house that as freeborn subjects of a prince, now in alliance with these United States, you Morocco and United States are in alliance, right? We descendants of Morocco. Listen to this. That they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state, now in force, called the Negro Law, but that they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury, and your petitioners, as in duty bound, whatever pray. 1, order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed, Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Free Moors, which he read in his place and afterwards delivered it at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information, ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to this report, that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction, meaning when it's they draw it up, or operation, meaning when they're trying to apply it, it applies to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this house do agree with the report. That's what they said. That's what they told them. And you go Google that and pull them type of files up. You get you a subscription with the Law Library of Congress. So now, you remember the episode when we had the episode with the policy enforcers that pulled us over for speeding on my born day. Okay, so for the audience, on my born day, we was traveling. We wasn't driving a motor vehicle, as y'all said. We was traveling in our private automobiles, and we was getting somewhere, our whole family. We happened to be in one car. Jay was in another car. The other rest of our family was in another car. But anyway, we speeding through a little town. They pull us over. Bam. License and registration. Well, we got the registration part, because remember now, we in a car with jurisdictional plates to the state that we was in. So that's the grounds for them right there to try to pull you over and claim and try to assert their jurisdiction. But you still got to know how to assert who you are and who you're not. So you could be traveling, you from another place, you ain't going to be over here. And if you from Saudi Arabia, you ain't going to be driving your car from Saudi Arabia over here. Unless, you know, you could be driving something over here. Or somebody we're driving for, you could be in a rental car. So you will have a different form of identification or something than what's normal or typical to them, because you're from something else. So obviously they have to know, have to be trained and skilled in international. Now the regular police, they're not, because they're here to govern the blacks. See, because the regular police are actually unconstitutional, because the sheriff are the actual appointed officials according to the Constitution. But all officials take the oath in office. So anyway, they pull us over. License registration. I think we got some. Well, you better have some. That's what he's saying. He said, no. So I give him the registration to the car and stuff. Oh, that was, you know, A1. Boom. And so then I hand him, which I could have, you know, see, some people choose different methods. Some people go into the, oh, I don't got to give you nothing. I'll keep the window half down. And I can't remember if I had the window half down, all the way down, or what it was. But I choose. Now, to hand him my articles, my identifications. Now, I travel with three of them. Now, remember, these are my private property. People don't understand that. Now,
it's not public.
No, that's not public property, what I'm holding on to. I've got private property. Now, you put out this ID, this license that you got from the state with the state seal on it, you're under their jurisdiction, under their code and law. Ain't nothing you say now. You under all the code and law. You have agreed.
Okay.
By contract, you have agreed to an implied or express contract. You're by agreement, you got it in your hand right there. So I handed him three forms of identification, knowing that in the Department of Motor Vehicles or the Department of Transportation laws, ID requirements, if you look up ID requirements, for whether it's for ID or driver's license, there's three forms. You can have, there's primary forms of ID and documents, there's secondary forms of ID and documents, and then there's one, I forgot what they really call the classification, but it's like the third one. If you don't have the first and second, you can use this third class. And out of this third class, you can use one from the second class and one of this third class. Now, a lot of people don't know that the birth certificate is a traveling document. It's a proof of identification, so you can use it as traveling. Because if you don't have the primary ID, that's what everybody's been taught, the state-certified ID. Okay, well, the secondary ID is a certified birth certificate. And then the third one, if you don't have that, they got other things. You can have a certificate of Indian blood. It's different. It's different things you can have. There's a bunch of different things you can have when you go look at the list. So that's one thing you want to pull up. You want to go to your Department of Motor Vehicles or your Department of Transportation and look up the search ID requirements. That's what you Google in. I mean, there's the ID requirements and what do they need for you to get ID. And you go see, oh, I could travel with a birth certificate and a Social Security card. And that's proof of ID. And then on top of that, that's proof of when you go, if they take you in, you got your bond in your hand. Yeah, your birth certificate, your bond. So by when they pulled us over and he kept saying, I handed him three identifications. One, a national ID. Then I handed the national ID. And then the other one was the right to travel card, right? The right to travel card. And then the other one was my student ID. Now, after this encounter, I remember what you said. You was like, I want some of those IDs, because you was amazed at what had just went on. And I remember that he kept asking, he kept going, it smell like bud in here. whatever it smell like, that's all right. Now, see, some people would have said that, hey, man, get the F out of here, whatever it smell like, that's all right, because, hey, we're private. Hey, we're not under their laws and their ordinances, speeding and all that. Once he told us we were speeding, he's going to have a nice day. I understand. And I let him know that I'm not under the same jurisdiction what he is. I'm not, you know. I thank you for letting me know I was speeding, but it's my birthday. I'm trying to move forward. Basically, that's what I tell him. So he asked me, what is this? What government is this? And I'm like, everything is there. It's speaking for itself. There it is. It's the Morse government. This is it. You see what it is. This is the government. This is the DeJure government. You see the symbols, all the symbols say. So I give them three. Now, no, these don't have what you guys have, the barcodes and all that. See, some people put barcodes on this. This is the plain truth. You don't need no barcodes. I didn't have no barcode. What I need a barcode for? But some people want barcodes so they could go through the system, but you putting yourself into a system like that. This is the plain truth, Aboriginal Natural. And my national card, that's what it says, Allodial American National. Identification card, substantive birthright. It has my appellation, my born date. It says I'm a natural person in full life. It has my national domicile, where it's North America. That's why I domicile in North America. My race is human. My ancestral estate is North, South, Central, Amexum, Africa, America. Why does it say that? Because Amexum, Africa, and America are all the same thing. See, the Amexum is what we called it. Africa is what they called it. And America is what it's become. But this is our Morocco. And then it says I have a mailing location, all that, but it has a thumbprint. Yeah, the right thumb. That's my seal. Has my our autograph, my nationality, and then it has my rights reserved, all my rights reserved and retained on there. See, everything has the hair, eyes, weight, height. Yeah, it has all the requirements. See, y'all been bamboozled, all the requirements. And then it has the laws that govern us with Europeans. Yep, freehold by birthright, primogeniture and heritage, Aboriginal Native American, heirs of North America, national people of the land, divine law, United States Code of Law, Title 22, Chapter 2, Section 144.1 of a general and permanent character. That's what governs us, not tax AA222141, Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 1, and treaties. See, that all that it's for you to study, but I know what every one, a single one of those mean. And those are codes of intercourse, how we do intercourse with the Europeans, that they're under authority, under contract to do, to treat you fair. And you got to understand the code of law titled United States Code, USC, Title 22, Chapter 2, Section 141 of a general and permanent character. That's deep. You go in there and read it and you understand. And then you got your not tax number. Okay? And then the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and the treaties. And then you turn it over back and it keeps them in law. Because remember, they didn't swore to uphold this Constitution, which is a divine construct. It was created for subjects and employees, federal subjects and employees. That's what that contract was created for. You're not a party to it. I'm not a party to it. They took an oath and affirmation to it. It's my duty to keep you your oath and duty bound to it. See, that's what we're supposed to do. So I handed them the one, handed them all three. So he said, what are these from? And I said, it's right there on there. That's what the front said. He said, okay, well, this whole time he kept saying, man, sure, smell like marijuana. So he wanted to consent. Oh, he did ask me to step out, didn't he? He said, do you mind stepping out? He asked me, do I mind stepping out? I told him, I didn't mind, and I stepped out. And when I stepped out, I closed the door. You cannot leave your car door ajar. You leave your car door ajar, you're admitting to a silently accusation, agreeing to a search, saying that you agreed. So you close the door. Now if he opened the door, it's an unlawful entry, unlawful search. Anything he'd say and do and use can and will be used against him now in a court of law. You see what I'm talking about? So I stepped out real quick, gave him, talked to him, said real quick, say, hey, yeah, man, this is who I am, man. I got the right to travel, man. You keep saying this motor vehicle, I got the right to travel. There's my forms of identification, man. So he said, okay. Sit back in. He went back to the car. Now, he can't run no barcode. Now, I don't know what they got in their files or what they can go type in as far as who we are and who we really not. But I know I travel with who I am. Some people don't have nothing. Some people just buck them. And then he came back to the car, and he had a ticket in his hand. He said, I'm about to give you this ticket. But he was bogus right there, and I should have got paid for it. But I discharged it and took care of it how it was supposed to be taken care of within the first 3 days. And I put a violation warning in on him to his office. And I sent it a vermin, the jurisdiction, to the non-Article 3 court system and the judge before they even try to get involved and think about it. They don't have no jurisdiction over a natural person. And they was bogus. And I returned the ticket to him. So that was that. And so he gave me the ticket. I told him about, have a nice day. And that was the end of that. So 10:30. At 10:30, we have everything going down. All right. Yes, ma'am. So that's how that was going. So he gave it back to me. He said, you know, I'm driving without a license, and speeding is against the law. He said, man, I appreciate you for doing your job, man. Have a nice day, man. I'm trying to do my birthday. But the bottom line is he let me go. You said I'm driving without a license and speeding, but you gave me a ticket and you let me go. And you kept saying, you sure it's marijuana? Even when he handed me a ticket, he showed some marijuana. And I said, oh, man, just to show you, I opened up the ashtray. We had a little travel ashtray with a bunch of little incense burners because it was incense sticks in the top. He kept trying to look. I sure smell. So then I opened up the top seat, and there was a bunch of sticks up in there from the incense. We had our turbans on and everything. Me and a 12-year-old. Me and him in the car. So we traveling. So the first thing you said to me, you was like, man, I want somebody. You was amazed. You was awed at that he didn't do nothing. You know what he would have did to us if we would have been blacks traveling with no ID, or we just gave him some bogus ID and just said, oh, man. Man, step out the car. They would have had the car pulled apart right there with the dogs in the car. Man, you feel me? We'd have been handcuffed in the back of the car, all that. But understanding what to say and how to present yourself is important. A lot of people know, and they're speaking the truth about what they're saying. You do got the right to travel. You do. Nationality besides, you have the right to travel. But do you know how to articulate that? Do you know how to present that? Have you studied that so you can present that to somebody? So you can be civil enough and honorable enough and diplomatic enough to keep them in the duty that they want. And the duty that they want. Let me see here. Let me try to. So we were gonna show bring on Miss and Miss Tebe in. Okay, so yeah, so that's the thing about that. So have a nice day. Send that in. You don't hear no more about it. So, what's your perspective? Just honed at the age you are, just seeing the different things you've seen and just knowing the different things that you know now, like what's your take? What are you thinking about? You don't go to school, you're homeschooled, so, I mean, what do you think about? What are you thinking about for industry, employment? I mean, what's your mind on? What science and discipline? What stuff you got, what you got in your portfolio going on?
Going for owning my own business.
Cool that.
It's really good.
Your own business, or are you building a businesses or empire? What you building?
I'm trying to build an empire throughout the whole world.
Okay. Well, sure, don't try. Yeah, I understand when you say that. You say, I am. Go build an empire. That's how you make the affirmations. You got to say it. The power of thought. A man, as a man thinketh, James Allen. You ever heard of James Allen? Let me give you some science on James Allen. Watch this. James Allen. So you got to teach our youth different things. James Allen, as a man thinketh. Watch this. James Allen. I read this. I had this book. And it was so deep. I'm going to who probably got what's the people who James Allen, as a man thinketh. It was a big one. Somebody wanted to just read it. Yeah, he just tell you about the power of thinking. Jesus told me, as a man thinking, so shall he be. I mean, that's just really what it is. So if you put something in your mind, if your mind is filled with garbage, that's what's going to come. It's just the truth, man. You got to really put it on there. Look at him. It's a self-help, as a man thinketh, it's a self-help book by James Allen. It was published in 1903. According to Allen, the book is not intended as a complete essay on the power of thought, but rather it is intended to help men and women realize that they themselves are makers of themselves through their own thoughts. The title of the book is based on this quote from the Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what Yahushua told him. See? Let's go over some of it. See, this is how you study. As a thought and character, you are what you think. Your character is the sum of all your thoughts. This applies to all thoughts, both intentional and accidental. Thoughts turn into actions that lead to happiness or suffering. It's basic cause and effect. That's what it is, cause and effect. Evil thoughts cause pain. Good thoughts cause joy. A good person is the result of good thinking. A bad person is the result of bad thinking. Every human's character ranges somewhere between pure evil to pure good, somewhere in between. You control your character. If you can change your thoughts, you can change your character. You are always in control of your thoughts, even in your worst state. All it requires is patience, practice, and persistence. See? That's why having this time to self for meditation, it was taught. That's why they don't teach us the ancient sciences of our foreparents, the meditation and thought. That's why the people you see in the tribe, they go into the saunas or they put the hot coals and go in there and they sweat and they see the spirits and stuff. Yeah, going to meditate and go inside yourself. It's deep, you feel me? And two, effect of thought on circumstance. Think of your mind like a garden. You can cultivate it or you can let it run wild. You have a choice. Either one, remove your useless and immoral thoughts, or two, let them take over. Your outer life, see, it's like a garden, the same thing a garden. Look at that. If you just out there, you just let it run, it's going to run wild. But if you go out there and till it, turn it over, then when I turned it over, if I have turned it over and pick the stuff out of there and put seeds out there and go out there and keep picking it, it'd be a nice garden tilled. But not as running wild. But so it's the same thing with your mind. Think of your mind like a garden. You can cultivate it or you can let it run wild. You have a choice, either one. Remove your useless and immoral thoughts or two, let them take over. Your outer life circumstances are related to your inner state, character. So your outer life, that's your circumstances, is related to your inner state, which is your character. Okay? You are where you are, circumstances, because your thoughts, character have brought you there. There is no such thing as chance. And the prophet Noah really told us that no such thing as a coincidence or something like that. No. Everything happens by, it's a law that governs all affairs. You feel me? Don't think it's just, oh, that just happened. No. You are the cause of your circumstances, whether it is conscious or unconscious. If you explore this through reflection deep enough, you will see the truth of this concept. This concept can be proven with self-experimentation. Try radically altering your thoughts for a period of time and see what happens with your circumstances. Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results. This is a law. Cooperate with it. You hear that? Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results. This is a law. Cooperate with it. When you believe your circumstances are the results of outside forces, you are controlled by them. See? When you believe your circumstances are the result of your thoughts, you control them. So we change the situation. This requires self-control and intention. When you alter your mind, you can alter your circumstances. Improved thoughts, improved character, improved circumstances. Your circumstances flow from your nurtured thoughts. Thoughts lead to actions which lead to circumstances. You learn who you are, character, from experiencing both bad circumstances, suffering, and good circumstances, happiness, and how those experiences affect your thoughts. Your thoughts and actions can be your enslaver or rescuer. You attract what you think about. Fear attracts fear, love attracts love, hate attracts hate. You only get what you want if it aligns with your thoughts and actions. If you want to change your circumstances, you must start with your thoughts. You must make personal sacrifices to change your circumstances. For example, if you want to be healthier, you must eat less. Suffering is the result of wrong thought. Suffering is a signal that you are out of sync with yourself. The entire purpose of suffering is to help you realign or purify. If your thoughts are pure, you cannot suffer. Mental order leads to happiness. Mental disorder leads to suffering. For example, indigence and indulgence. Overeating, over just doing stuff that's not good for you, oversleeping. You can either complain about your circumstances or you can use them to aid in your progress. Thoughts cannot be kept secret. They reveal themselves in habits that affect circumstances. So this is something you want to print out for yourself. This is a book that helped me so much in my youth. Man, and just you want to order out, but it's a little pamphlet, like those ties, like how the RV Bay one comes. And when I tell you, you see how deep it is to just teach you about the power of thought, man. And you could just sit around and think something and think the positive or the negative, and it'll come to you. Why does seeing stuff just come to fruition? Like, I'd be sitting there thinking, and you'd be so in tune, and then they knock at the door in the form of a person. This is what you were thinking. This is what you're thinking. Your mom or your brother or somebody is saying, they'll bring it to you or say it to you right there because of the power of the you would be like, whoa. You'd be like, whoa. So that's how we attract the energy. That's why I say you emit energy. You know, a person could read it. A person could feel it. You feel me? It's the language. You feel me? So you have to watch what you express, how other people make you feel expressed, because it's still the expression from you, and it's going to dictate your energies and other people's around you. So that's why it's about, okay, the little ones around me, they bother me. Okay, I understand how to deal with this. You feel me? Instead of, oh, when you flash out, you see, you don't understand. You're imbalancing yourself. See? You don't understand that. That's the people that it's not them. We're allowing a person to get on, make us be imbalanced. So you got to put your force field up in the morning during the day. Put my force field up to protect me from any negative, any evil spirits, to keep me in peace. Let me see things in the right way before I respond. To breathe easy. To think. And when somebody, just think about it. Okay, let me think. You got to be in control. That's what we just talked about, the patience, the persistence. You feel me? Understanding yourself. Because when you put yourself, test yourself, and you in tune, can't nothing outside of you control you. You feel me? You could go to the height. Yeah, because, like, I be listening to a lot of stuff with TikTok, like, with, I follow the positive energy to be on there. Like, I laugh to see some of the BS to be on there. It's cool. People making money off of it. That's cool. But I don't like to benefit off people suffering. I want to make it off giving people energy, off giving people positivity, not because of foolishness. I don't want to feed that. That's a way for some people. That's cool. But I like Kevin Gates get on there. He say a lot of positive energy stuff, you know? He said a lot of positive energy stuff. I can never find stuff where he just being negative, you know. He give a lot of positive energy. And I know that's come from his growth and development in life. So that's the kind of stuff that I want to be able to give. I want to be able to study, and be able to give back positive energy to people, stuff that people know. You do have the right to travel out there. You bear witness to it. You're 12 years old. It's obviously that we don't have to have the license and IDs that other people have, because I didn't give that to him. For all you and I know, this was created in our house, in our computer, for all he knows. You feel what I'm saying? But he took this demonstration, and it was applicable to law, because there was no way that he, all these constitutional codes on here, if he takes me into jail, he got to book this into evidence. And when he booked this into evidence, long as I don't give them jurisdiction from the time he take us into the car all the way to the arraignment with the people, long as I don't give him implied or expressed jurisdiction, they're going to have to let us go. Because the judge going to look at it, what is this? This is evidence. Go look, this don't have nothing to do with their code, their statute is.
They can't just get us driving.
No, you're going to get booked.
They can't just get us driving.
So just understanding. So we just want to teach you guys, like, it's important for us to teach you guys at a younger age. I wish somebody would have sat down and taught me. They were telling me not to do what they were doing. Like, they was in the streets, in the rural, they was into all kinds of stuff. My mom and them, yeah, that's what they was into. They was in the rural, they had houses where they was running drugs, people was coming in and out of the house. They was big time and in the street. but they was doing it under cloth of they had jobs. Like they never was in jail. Like my step pop's boy worked for the police. He lived next to our my grandma, their family, all their life. They grew up together. So anytime his name ring too much in the street, he'd ring ring. You know, and popping it was in the street. He worked, and you know, so they did stuff. So that stuff, you know, I seen all that stuff. But you can't teach nobody and tell them not to do something and do it. You can't teach that. 10:30. I don't know. I have to see if it's done. We don't have nothing in there right now. I have to see what's together. So that's how that goes. And get yourself together. Use the bathroom. Yeah, stop by the bathroom, get yourself together this morning. Yes, ma'am. So that's how that goes. So you can't tell a person, oh, don't do this, and then you do it. They like, man, what's good for the goose, good for the gander. So they looking. So you got to teach by example. If you tell them don't do something, you got to not do it. And that's the key part. And then teach them the right thing. We keep forcing the children to school. What was the big thing with you? I know you didn't want to go to school, so... what was the big thing with you for school?
They don't really teach us what we want to know.
I mean, what was you was looking for? What was they
doing? Especially in history class, teaching us all these lies.
Like what?
Like they just teach us about the Europeans ruling the whole entire world. They don't teach about other people, you know, like the other nations that's around the world.
So for you, I mean, what's that? So, I mean, in history class, you didn't like to go to history class or something?
They supposed to be teaching us laws and everything.
So the school was a turnout for you? So, I mean, what, it didn't keep your interest or what?
A whole bunch of different energies around you. People, you don't know them. Some people, you know.
I'm glad that you said that. I like spending some time. I'm glad you said that. Because you know why? That you're a product of this. You're a product of not being put in the incubator, not understanding that. See, you was put in the incubator of the hospital, but your parents didn't put you in the incubator. And what I mean by that is, see, we're supposed to teach our children about the world, about the outer elements, before we send them out into the world. We're not supposed to let them be exposed and be a victim to them before they know them. You feel me? So a lot of times we as youth in our houses that we grew up in, we have to be a victim first to understand the world instead of being taught, oh, no, this is the birds and the bees. This is the world. And then keeping you protected. Like us as youth, man, we went around a lot of different people. We spent our lives a lot of different places. Like, you don't know what's going on inside people's houses or nothing. You don't know what the children are learning and nothing. And those children could be teaching your children stuff, you feel me, that they wasn't tied to, and you thinking you having a good time, your parents having a good time, but then they learning different stuff. Now they want to be more knowledgeable about different stuff that you're not teaching to me and Todd at home. So that's breaking up what you're trying to establish at home. So in order to protect that, you have to keep them in the incubator for so many years until you're well protected and know, okay, you know how to hunt, you know how to cook, you know how to, you know, shoot, you know how, you know about, you know about European history, you know about rural history, you know about, you well-rounded before you sent out to the world, and then go to a school that's for the disciplines and science that we know you got, not to a public school. See, you might stay at home until you're 12, and we say, okay, 12, oh, man, you a scholar now. We done got you so well-rounded. Now you could go to this upper school that only articulate minds, super minds can get in at your age. You feel me? That we're paying for you to go to school. Well, around you on some more troops and real scientists, not just be a public school. You feel me? So you see the advantage you have at from 12, 11, 12, you're going into a college preparatory class. You feel me? Schooling this real rounded. And we don't do that. See, learning about economics, learning about banking, that you could be your own bank. You feel me? Understanding what they're doing. That's all they're doing, banking off you. You feel me? They're banking off you when you could be your own bank.
And then at school, you got these random people. You know, it's your teachers. You know their names. They can yell at you. The principals, they don't care. Cause they're their employees.
Right.
They're not going to do nothing to the employees. You're the child that needs to go to school.
Right.
So they could get their benefits.
And let's be honest. If you and I, if you as a child know, and I know now for me and older, why someone's adding up. And if you as a child know it's not adding up, and we as parents know, then the teachers who work in there and the principals who work there got to know that this system is no good and ain't formed. So they can't be coming there with the right positive energy every day to do their job, because really they're just getting paid for something that's not going to work anyway because the curriculum is not going to allow it. So they can't even really teach, and even they can't even really discipline like they want to as good, because they go say, hey, you're not supposed to do that. That's for their own parents. Hey, you can't say that to them. That's for their own parents. You feel me? So you can't even be the mentor and stuff that you really want to be towards the person, because the parents and the separation of school and church and all kinds of stuff is going on. So, man, that's kind of discouraging for us all, for you all. So you bucked. And what's your story? So what happened with you? You was going to school. What happened?
I was going to school. I know the basics. I know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to break stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
I know math. I know how to add up. I know how to multiply, divide, all that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's that going to be used for? What you going to multiply? What you going to use that for?
That's the same thing I was asking.
Well, everybody understand that science and math make up everything. All this, everything you see, the paper, everything has a mathematical equation to it. Okay, we understand that. But in the normal day of exercising our mind, we don't have to do that. Like that computer is already made up. Like we don't have to do that kind of math. You understand? So people trying to employ that on us, that, no, you need to understand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1 and 2 is 3. You need to understand how to count. You need to understand, you know, it's a certain way to keep accounting. I mean, you know, you got to be able to be disciplined enough to take accounting, because all it is writing something down at that moment. See, why people don't be disciplined is, and they lose account of stuff is, because they don't write it down at that moment. They try to keep it in their head. Instead of, okay, you got an expense right now, jot it down. If you do that, then you can go categorize, and I can use a calculator. I don't need to be Einstein. I can put it all down on paper and give it to my accountant. And this is everything that I did this month, because I wrote everything down every moment I did it. If I went to the store and spent $350, no matter that I put it on a credit card, had a credit card statement, I wrote it down. I got it documented. It's accounted for. So I can see everything that went out, and I can see everything that went in. You feel me? And that's some of the things that we have to do. So you, being a you. This document, okay, right here, this is called, you see what it's called, the Declaration of the Rights of the Child, 1959, okay? This is a must, along with some other articles that you're supposed to have. This is a must for you to know, because it's speaking to you what it says, the Declaration of the Right of the Child. So let's go through this. The preamble, the United Nations Charter, United Nations Charter. Whereas the people of the United Nations have in the Charter reaffirmed their faith in fundamental human rights and in the dignity and worth of the human person, and have determined to promote social progress and better standards of life and larger freedom. Whereas the United Nations has in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights proclaimed that everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth therein, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Whereas the child, by reason of his physical and mental immaturity, needs special safeguards and care, including appropriate legal protection, before as well as after birth. Whereas the need for such special safeguards has been stated in the Geneva Declaration of the Rights of the Child of 1924 and recognized in the Universal Declaration of the Human Rights and in the statutes of specialized agencies and international organizations concerned with the welfare of children. Whereas mankind owes to the child the best it has to give. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Declaration of the Rights of the Child to the end that he may have a happy childhood and enjoy for his own good and for the good of society the rights and freedoms herein set forth, and calls upon parents, upon men and women as individuals, and upon voluntary organizations, local authorities, and national governments to recognize these rights and strive for their observance by legislative and other measures progressively taken in accordance with the following principles. Did you hear that? That was the order from the United Nations to national governments, to political governments, you know, local authorities, voluntary organizations, to recognize these rights and strive for their observance by legislative, by law, and other progressive measures taken in accordance with the following principles. Principle one. This is something you want to know what all abide by is. To protect the rights of the child. So you're a child, right? Okay. So this is what you want to know. So it says principle one. The child shall enjoy all the rights set forth in this declaration. Every child, without any exception whatsoever, shall be entitled to these rights without distinction or discrimination on account of race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status, whether of himself or of his family. So no race, none of that stuff matters. Your political status, your social status, your national status, whether you were Moor, whether you were Euro, European, whatever you is, none of that matters. These rights are secure to you. That's what it is there, right? That was Article 1. Okay, Principle 1. Principle 2. The child shall enjoy special protection and shall be given opportunities and facilities by law and by other means to enable him to enable him to develop physically, mentally, morally, spiritually, and socially in a healthy and normal manner and in conditions of freedom and dignity. In the enactment of laws for this purpose, the best interest of the child shall be the paramount consideration. So what do you have in your community, your hood, to help to develop you physically, mentally, more and spiritually? What opportunities and facilities do you have? What laws are being enacted and to help you stay healthy, to help foster conditions of freedom and dignity? None, because we wait for somebody to do it for us. But guess what? The laws are already in place. If you know these, you can enact the law. You can legislate for law as a youth because you can use this as your bylaw. You can use this as an article because they're bound by this. So you can take this in your demonstration and say, man, according to the rights of the child, man, voluntary organizations, local administration, national government organizations, everything is supposed to help foster these rights, supposed to help foster the youth, to help us build, supposed to help us maintain, give us opportunities and facilities. You feel me? Facilities, so you can want to build something so they could donate to you, so you could start a foundation and facility. You see? You use this type of stuff in your language.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it says, so that's that. Number three, that's two. Now, number three says, the child shall be entitled from his birth to a name and a nationality. Oh, what? Principle three says, the child shall be entitled from his birth to a name and a nationality. Oh, that's key for you and deep for you because you understand that. A lot of people don't, but you do. Principle four, the child shall enjoy the benefits of Social Security. He shall be entitled to grow and develop in health. To this end, special care and protection shall be provided both to him and to his mother. 1030, including adequate prenatal and postnatal care. The child shall have the right to adequate nutrition, housing, recreation, and medical services. So the more and more you go on and just read and read in here, you're going to see the rights that you have. And you're going to see that how they're employed to help you. The child should be... Number 10 says the child shall be protected from practices which may foster racial, religious, and any other form of discrimination. He shall be brought up in a spirit of understanding, tolerance, friendship among peoples, peace, and universal brotherhood, and in full consciousness that his energy and talents should be devoted to the service of his fellow men. So that's what we're trying to get on, the right energies and our understanding what's going on out here. So Morocco. We were talking about Morocco when we read, and why do I have that on my identifications? And you never asked that question. Why do I have that on my identification? Why does it have two flags? Remember the science of two flags? Remember in school, you went to school, they had two flags in the school, didn't they? You pledged allegiance to one, right? But they had two in there. So that's another thing. People don't want to pledge allegiance. So I have two flags on here. It's the science and the flag. This is the flag of my descent. The Moorish flag is the flag of our descent. The descent, that's the flag of our descent. The red flag with the five-pointed green star, that's the flag of our descent, of our ancestors. That's the flag of our ancestors right there. And then we call that Old Glory. The Europeans call Old Glory something else. But this is the flag of the de jure government of the what they call the native tribe, the Confederate tribe. This is the flag of the states prior to the European rule right here. This is what governs this hemisphere here. So that's why it's on there. When they see that, they have to recognize and understand that. That's why I use documents. If I put any flag on there, it's going to be that one. See, I don't have to put this one on there because this is a private one. But that's why they say George Washington cut down the cherry tree. He was cutting off this jurisdiction, this government that rules here. Just cutting off our name or our head here in this hemisphere. Yeah, so when that flag is cut down, but this is the constitutional de jure government is here. It could never be usurped. It's like you can't lean those rights. You just got to know how to assert them. That's why you keep them to the Constitution, because the Constitution was constructed to keep them in check here, to do business here. That's all they're here for. So if you know who you are, if you do business right, so let's go pull up this. So just how you do. You see what this ID say right here? So you say, okay, you get something like this in your possession. You say, let me go look on this stuff right here. It says, okay, United States Code. So I'm going to go in here. United States Code. It says United States Code. Title. So you take everything it's there. You take its title, 22, chapter, and chapter 2, section 141. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chapter 2, 141. Okay, so you go pop that up. 22 USC, chapter 2 is dealing with what? Consular courts, huh? That's what it said, huh? 22 USC, 720-21 repealed. Okay, so let's go from one to the other. We're going to see. See what it says, what we're dealing with here. Chapter 2, we're dealing with consular courts. Act August 1st, 1956, repealed Section 141 to 43, effective upon the date which the President determined to be appropriate for the relinquishment of jurisdiction of the United States in Morocco. Jurisdiction of the United States in Morocco was relinquished by a memorandum of President Eisenhower dated September 15, 1956. Notice was given to Morocco on October 6, 1956, and all pending cases were disposed of by 1960. See Willis in the State Department, Volume 35909, page 844. Section 144 and Section 4083, related to judicial authority, generally of ministers and councils of United States in China, Siam, Turkey, Morocco, Muscat, Abyssinia, Persia, and territories formerly part of Ottoman Empire, including Egypt. Well, you know this is the part of the Ottoman Empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, this is Morocco, right? And it says ministers and councils of the United States in these places. See, they relinquished the jurisdiction of the United States, Morocco, here in 56. See? Section 142 is related to general criminal jurisdiction of ministers and councils of the United States, and 43 is related to general jurisdiction of ministers and councils of the United States in venue of civil cases. So this tells you how the Moors are to do intercourse dealing with the law with the Europeans. Now I'm going to go to some more in-depth and some more in-depth ones so you can see. That's why that's on there. See, look what it called. 2012 U.S. Title 22, Foreign Relations and Intercourse. Chapter 2, Consular Courts. See? They don't give you the in-depth readings on it, but that's what it's dealing with. It's dealing with the jurisdiction related to judicial authority. See, you don't have no authority to tell you what they have. You got to deal with us with ministers and consuls. You can't deal with the regular police. You got to call the consul or something to deal. You know, we have to be protected by that. So that's what this is going into. That's what that is on there, of a general and permanent character. Okay. And then we'll go into the now let's put in there before I still just type this in. Watch this. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, you see? Now I typed in not taxed, in AA222141, right? So you say, well, what is that number? Sometimes you got to just type stuff in and see what Google come up, right? Well, look what come up. What popped up? Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3. Why did that pop up? What was followed by that on my national ID? Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, right? And then it says Clause 3, then it says treaties. So we go over here. What does Clause 3 say? We have that right in front of us, too. We have that, the Black Law right there. That's how you study. When you see stuff, you stop and you go investigate it. Okay. So we're going to article. Okay. Section 2. Article 1. Go to section. Article 1. Section 2. Clause 3. And this would be clause 1. This would be clause 2. And that would be clause 3. So it says, representative and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole numbers of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. So Indian excluded, not taxed, and 3/5 of all other persons. You can't be taxed. They didn't include you in the tax. So you're excluded right there. That's the truth about that. That's why we call that.
What does it say
down there? Hmm? Right here? Eight. Talking about, that goes on. It says the actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States and within every subsequent term of 10 years. In such manner they shall by law direct. The number of representatives shall not exceed 1 for every 30,000, but every state shall have at least 1 representative. And until such enumeration shall be made, the state of New Hampshire shall be entitled to such 3. Massachusetts agents give you how many they have. Mm-hmm. But see, what the thing about it is, that's what they call it. Oh, we're being taxed without representation. You taxing the blacks, but you can't be taxed because it says 3/5 of all other persons, excluding. You feel me? See, they have the representative and direct taxes mm-hmm. shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union, talking about collecting taxes, right, according to their respective numbers. So they got to collect numbers on who we tax, which shall be determined, this is how they determine it, by adding to the whole number a free person. Remember, a black person wasn't free. He a slave. By adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years. So they had what they call involuntary servitude, where people would work. That's what the prison was for. It was called indebtors' prison. If you went into debt, you would have to go in prison and work off your debt. So it wasn't like today. They made it to a slave. Yeah, you work off your debt, or you would work for somebody in a home or something, and you would work off a debt. You'd be in bondage until your debt is off. You feel me? Yeah. So that's how that goes. Okay, so it said, it shall be determined by adding to the start over. Representative and direct taxes shall be apportioned, meaning given out, among the several states which may be included in the union, in their union, right? According to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for terms of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. Yeah, what's that? 3/5. No, 3/5. 3/5 of all other persons is what's called they nationalize you. Who is all other persons? All other persons break down into persons as a category. We already go to the discussion. There's an artificial person and there's a natural person. Okay, because you have the Black Law right there. So when you go to person, you have two kinds of person. So we're saying 3/5 of other person. Well, what makes up? Evidently, is telling you that persons makes up 5/5. To make up a person. So these other persons have to be only 3/5 of a person, and 2/5 of them have to be missing. So that's where you get your nationality.
A human being, an entity, such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being, the living body of a human being, inscribed, found on the smuggler's person.
So And it tells you, so it could be what? What's number one?
Human being.
And what's number two?
An entity, such as a corporation.
So that's a person. So it keeps saying person in here, but it's not describing who, what a person is. So that's for you to understand law and understand. So it says three-fifths of all other person. So in order for a person to be three-fifths, what kind of person they got to be? Because a human got to be five-fifths. That's what I'm saying. Because the Indian is not taxed. He got to be a human. He's not taxed at all. And then three-fifths is all other person. So what kind of person he got to be? What other kind of person they got in there?
Artificial person, an entity such as a corporation.
And then another kind of person. What kind of other kind of person they got down up in there?
Person.
Disabled person. What other kind?
Interested person.
Keep going.
Fictitious person.
Okay, a fictitious person. What fictitious person say?
The artificial person.
Okay, so that means a fictitious person or artificial person. What else to say? What other kind of person they got?
Juristic person, legal person, moral person, and then the natural person.
Okay. What would this say?
A human being being as distinguished from an artificial person.
A what?
Created by law.
So a human being.
Being distinguished.
Distinguished from artificial person. Distinguished from artificial person created by law. So that means a person could be artificial and created by law and be treated as like as a regular person. So that's what we find the words where they play in semantics. So understand that we're under treaty because we're an alliance. We're under treaty because we're subjects of a prince that's in alliance what? With the United States of America. Who is who? The Sultan. Yeah. Well, Morocco, because that's our descendancy. That's where we get our authority from. That's our descendancy. That's that we're at home. So when you understand all the stuff that's on, this is stuff you use. Okay, this is something that protects you. That's why it's on there. Okay, this is the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. This shows you that they have agreements on board. Now, this is a shipping agreement. This is dealing with shipping. A lot of people try to reference it, but nevertheless, it is an agreement. And if you will be dealing in shipping, then you will have to understand that. But it is an agreement, nevertheless, and this is your ancestral estate. So that's the key to all this is getting the youth to understand that, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments. They say Moses went up on the mountain and got the Ten Commandments. Here they go, the Bill of Rights. Okay, the Bill of Rights is with the Ten Commandments. Anything after the, I mean, the first Ten Amendments. You go anything after that, after 1791, then you're dealing with bogusness. 13, 14, 15 Amendment, all that stuff bogus. Because if you're saying the institution of slavery was dead, that it was abolished, I challenge anybody to prove that the institution of slavery was abolished. How can the institution of slavery been abolished when the 13th Amendment, they open up the 13th Amendment to the Constitution right there in that Black's Law that you got in your hand? See, you got to get you a Black's Law dictionary in your house for the youth. This Black's Law dictionary is the 7th edition. It's abridged, but it has the Constitution in the back. That's why I like it for the youth. The 13th Amendment of the Constitution, and they said the slavery was abolished. What does it say? How does it read, 13th Amendment?
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime thereof, the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
Okay.
Amendment 13, Section 2. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
So Congress got the power to deal with the new institution of slavery, which was abolishing the old institution of slavery, which was a physical institution. Now what they did, they made the plantation into jailhouses where you'd be convicted of a crime. So Congress was in charge of creating crime scenes, which was already on the books with the Black Code laws, and everything you do will criminalize you because they was keeping you on the black tags and the Black Code. And see, people don't understand that. So you say slavery was abolished and said just said it. Except what? Read it from the beginning, just the first part.
Neither slavery nor nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime.
So that means if you punish for crime, then slavery and involuntary servitude is illegal, right? That's what it's saying, right? Because it said, except as a punishment of crime, it said, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude should exist except as a punishment of crime. So that means if you commit a crime, you could go into slavery or involuntary servitude, correct? So let's look at this. It's slavery and involuntary, because in the state you don't even get paid, and in the feds you get paid a little bit, and it's involuntary because they make you have to go work, and you're making millions and millions of dollars for people in these industries. And the thing about it, the number one person on that plantation in that institution where you got convicted of a crime is who? The same people that was on the physical plantation, the black man and woman and child.
You know it's something up.
So they're
trying to keep them enslaved.
So that's the proof. And that's another thing. That's the proof of who you are and that you at home and your ancestors stay. Martin Luther King woke us up. He told us that. He told us that. The black man and woman found himself exiled in his own land. We at home. Go listen to that, the sermon when he was at Stanford University in California. Go listen to that cold economic, what he put down. What the Moors moving on now, he was talking about it. He was talking about being moving and together and how they was giving land to people and the economic thing. They was passing our land and we needed land. They wasn't giving nothing back to us when
they
we got home.
All the land
to the foreigners.
Europeans.
Right, so they could come over here and build wealth. And that's what they did. They came over here and build wealth off of our back, off of our heritage, off of our home. And listen, it's against your ancestors. Here it goes, the Universal Declaration of the Rights of the Child. It's against your ancestors, all the blood, sweat, and tears that's in this blood, for us to not proclaim and declare who we are and get a piece of this land of our own and to hold people accountable. All these corporations that's been exhuming you, been taking from you all these years and forcing you into bondage and pilfering off you. You're supposed to sue them. You're supposed to sue them and get paid. So listen, you on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. We thank y'all for sliding through today. Man, it's been a long day. We'll get the youth in here more to get their perspective more, man. And the more they get in these forums to be able to talk, the more they'll open up give us a glimpse of their world. Don't forget to follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, so you can get your do-it-yourself e-books and stuff on credit repair and business formation, how to really have business formation so you can be funded. We do trade lines, authorized users. We can build your credit up, personal credit and business credit up. We can take off loans, student loans, all that stuff. Man, just get at us at that forum or get at us at legalempowermentgroup101.com. Leave your information. We will get back with you. Don't forget to check us out for donations at health.info. That's the word health.h.e-a-l-t-h.info for the donations. You can do it one time, a weekly or a monthly. It could be anonymous, so you could be open. We send you with we're 501c3. We recognize, and we do we're 100% tax deductible for your donations. So look out, man. You go get back. But on the fact we could do any service for you, man. You could pay us in a donation, and we give you a receipt. We can get it totally refunded. So how about that? So any service you receive from us, you get a receipt as a donation, man, for this month, okay, for what they call the Black History Month, because we will education you on you're not black, and we will teach you how to do things where you can get some real money, because black dollars are what matter. So if you know how to set your business up to get money, you're going to get money and get funding. You don't have to spend your own dollars and have a mom-and-pop store. So that's what we're looking for. Get at us again at health.info. You got to spell out the word health with the dashes in between it. h-e-a-l-t-a.info and donate for us, man. We got trucks in California and Texas, and we do be hood to hood. Do be dropping off stuff. Believe that. We dropping off stuff to the places that's giving us stuff. We don't have places to set up to be holding those stuff and harvesting those stuff. Man, we getting it from them, passing it on to you all. So that's what this is about. Don't forget Miss Taybay at queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y, for your feminine hygiene products. Man, yeah, your do-it-yourself kit for the feminine hygiene. Yeah, get on in there, squish-squash. Yeah, do wish-wash. You know how it go. For your NFT, your tokens, and your super coin, your coins, go to supernaturalgalleries.com and check us out. Man, we on there. We're getting ready for the metaverse, man. Get in with us while the getting is good. Pre-IPO, invest. You could get super coins for like $100 might get you 10 million in, but then you get the S-Dollar coins might go for $1 a coin or something, and we'll bless you with them coins pre-IPO. And they fluctuate. They private right now, but when they go public, you stand to make something big. So go to supernaturalgalleries.com and look at the information there. Search and investigate the information there at them forums. Like I said, we appreciate y'all coming through today. We appreciate Asante Bay slapping through, sliding through on us today, the 12-year-old prodigy. You will be hearing more from him. He will be having a YouTube page and TikTok forums coming soon, where he'll be divulging information and his energies and whatever he like on his platforms in life. So be looking for him soon, Asante Bay. Be looking for him soon on them different forums. So once again, yeah, man, you got anything you want to say to the people, you know, as you're sliding through the day, they're listening to you, anything you want to say to the youth that you want to give them on the perspective from you, you know, you're home educated at 12, you're striving for things, anything you want to give them on the Moorish movement, anything. Talk to the youth for a second. Let them know something they can use.
You know, you got a lot of love in faith. Because if you hate, it only brings negative energies. But if you love more, positive things will come to you.
That's peace. That's peace. That's blessed. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I know a lot of youth don't know anything about the Moors, especially at your age group. They probably not even being exposed to that. And since you are being exposed to that, maybe that's something in your platform. I'm quite sure you're going to be enlightening them more about that. I'm quite sure you're going to have your fads on. They can't see us right now, but I'm quite sure you're going to have your fads on, man. And you will be demonstrating, man, in a high degree, your science and math. So with that, yeah, thank you again for sliding through this morning, blessing your presence with us here. And I thank you all for coming. And once again, and y'all come on through and see us out at Blog Talk Radio the morning of Suleiman Bay. We do talk about different things. We do go into credit repair. We do really know how to go in there and then really get stuff took off. These people playing. You the consumer. Look up the code. You the consumer. You the one created the credit. Tell them to quit playing with you sending you them bills. Every time they send you a bill, every time they harass your phone, every time they put something right and they collecting the debt, send them a bill. Know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, we'll teach you how to do it. It might cost you, but then you're going to know how to do it yourself and you're going to be cooping and you're going to charge somebody else. That's how it go. Everything we learn, everything we got, we give it to you. We bought it. We pay for it because you just sit around and wait for somebody to give something to you. Well, you're going to be in the same position you've been all the years you've been in. You feel me? So you got to get in to people who are on the ground like us who will charge you tools and fuels versus the people who will charge you a lot for the news you could use. So that's where we at right now. We here. We want you to give with us. Man, we're going to give it to you at a good bargain basement price because we coming up. And we utilize a lot of different science and disciplines, a lot of different ways to function. And you could get with the program. So get with it or get right or get left behind. That's how it goes. So, yeah, don't forget to slide through at legalempowermentgroup101.com. Again, Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself kits. Yeah, we moving and grooving. We got the coins and the NFTs at supernaturalgalleries.com. We got the feminine hygiene products at queenkitty.net. And we got the Health and Earth Acquire Life to Humanity nonprofit in California and in Texas. And check us out there at healthy.info. healthy.info. I want to thank y'all for coming through. From all over the globe, for all our fans and our loved ones. I want y'all to continue to slide through and give us a visit, man. Let's see. Let's slide through some of the places. Denmark, China, Canada, Peru, the Netherlands. Yeah, we see y'all. United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Don't think we don't recognize y'all. Malaysia. Man, I keep tuning in, man, and telling folks and people that I'm tuning in too, man. And we'll be looking for y'all, man, and get some shots out. And we soon, the more followers, the more we get more followers, more far, we start opening up for y'all to communicate and talk with us, get in tune with us, man. We'd love to do that, man. So just keep telling people, man, to tune in to Suleiman Bay, the morning drip on Blog Talk Radio. Peace and love, man. We thank y'all for sliding through. Come again, man.
Peace and love.